Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. I pray that you are holding on. Hold on to God. Amen. Keep holding on. I know there's a lot of news out there, and there's always stuff going on in the world. And there's things that have been going on in the world since the world began. But we're going to hold on to God. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Bless us by your word. Edify us by your word. Send us forth and instruct us by your word. Teach us by your word. Lord, hold us up and cause us to stand on your word. Increase our faith by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we were reading in John chapter 19 when Pilate desired to let Jesus go, and the people said, crucify him, crucify him. And we're going to continue in that same vein, but we're going to go to Luke 23. And Luke 23, Pilate is saying, it's the same account, but just told by a different person. And I am in Luke 23, around verse 24. And it says, and Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required, as the people wanted. They wanted Jesus to be crucified. I'm going to read verse 25 of Luke 23. And he released unto them him that for sedition or insurrection and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired or requested. But he delivered Jesus to their will. They wanted Jesus to be crucified, and he gave in to that. And I'm going to skip down to verse 28, and it says, let me back up. Let me just go ahead and read verse 26 on. It says, and as they led him away, they laid hold unto one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. So he was bearing Jesus's cross on his way to be crucified. And there followed him a great company or multitude of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. And so I'm sure it was lots of women, but it included the three Marys: Mary, his mother, Mary Magdalene, and Mary, I believe, Cephas' wife, I believe is his name. And so it at least included them. Now let's read verse 28. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck, or the breast that never nursed. Then shall they begin to say to the mountain, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? So Jesus is talking about the end of days, the end times, the great tribulation period that is coming. That he's saying it is better off that women don't even bear children during that time, because the torment and the heartache and pain is going to be severe. And he's saying if they do this in a green tree, meaning Jesus was with them, if they do it when Jesus is with them, when the Spirit of God is here, what are they going to do when there is no Spirit? How horrible and horrific it will be during the time of the great tribulation period when the Spirit of God won't even be here. Which brings me to Matthew 24. Let's go over to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13 is an account of what they call the Olivet Discourse. Jesus is teaching about the signs of the end, and he is on the Mount of Olives, which they believe when he descends, he is going to descend on that mountain. But he is talking about the times of the end. So let's go into that now. This is a good place to go into the Olivet Discourse. And I'm going to be reading from Matthew 24. Matthew 24 verse 1 says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Now, we're going in reverse a little bit from the account of the beginning of the crucifixion. We're going to go back and then we're going to go forward. Because when Jesus spoke about the end times in that verse that we were just reading in Luke, he was speaking about the end times, but he has already spoke about it in another gospel. That's why it's good to read all the gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are the synoptic gospels, which tell the same story, tell the same account, but from a different perspective, because a different person is recalling it. And then John is part of the four gospels, which he is not part of the synoptic gospels, because he is not giving some of the same accounts as the first three. Neither is the first three given some of the same accounts as John. But it is good to read all of them together, read one by one, or crossing scriptures one to another, so we can get the full understanding of what Jesus was speaking and what the accounts were when Jesus was alive in his earthly ministry. So let's go back to Matthew 24. We have verse 3. "And as he sat," as Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, "the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be?" What things? He just said that the temple will be destroyed. I'm going to reread verse 2. "There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. The temple shall be destroyed." Now they're asking him, when shall these things be? "Tell us, when shall these things be? And when shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world," or the end of the age? Verse 4, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." As we look in our day right now, there has been people that have said that they were Christ, that they were a Messiah, that they are the true apostle. We've had the Jim Joneses and the like that has come in and have deceived people, and they have died because they were part of a cult. So Jesus says in verse 4, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Verse 5, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." The spirit of a, not just Antichrist, but a trying to come in the likeness of Christ is already here and has been here trying to duplicate Christ. I'm going to have to stop there for today. I know we're in the middle of a thought, but we're going to continue in verse 5 of Matthew 24 on our next podcast. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Believe the word of God. Study to show thyself approved. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. God bless you. Talk to you next time. In Jesus' name, amen.